11:18
is the time. We are a work in progress. Sorry. I am work in progress. There, DJ
and
Ham.
For getting right.
Riding along today. A little radio sidecar.
Just vibing, bro.
Because I'm the big fat guy on the motorcycle.
Yeah, we're little minions.
Also EA. Also Michael Dixon.
Yep.
Thank you, Michael. We only have a few minutes left here, so let's do some Sunday brunch.
Justin, DJ. Sunday brunch on work in progress.
Stump Center.
I'll start with this. I think lunch is going to be on Ham today. Ham's got a couple extra poker bucks to spend.
Crack open this wallet. Oh, yeah, I got a lot of money in here. Did you guys play poker recently?
So we played poker recently. And we played and a couple other friends, including Lando.
Yeah, Lando.
Who we had to tell him that dead dried minnow you have in your pocket, not going to count as a big blind. He was trying to bring old cans that he had. And again,
we don't want lima beans.
We need actual cash.
I'm new here. I'm
we
sorry.
Don't need all the recycled cans you found.
Like a trade for services.
Yeah, how about a Hange for the small blood? No. We just want money, Lando.
Please. It's 50 cents. Come on.
We're playing 25-50. You'll be okay. But yeah, we play a little poker, and Ham was the big winner.
Shocker.
Which I'll tell you, pretty low stakes in general. It was a cash game we bought in for 20 to start with, and some people bought back in. He was so impossible to keep up with.
But that makes you kind of the perfect player when you're completely unpredictable. When you're not sure that the player even knows what the winning hands are.
And he would bet nothing with, like, the monster nuts. Like, he'd have, like, a straight flush.
Or there'd be, like, a $10 pot, and then he would bet a quarter into it.
That's what I'm saying.
How are you supposed to read that?
Like, how are we supposed to read that he has by far the strongest hand in the hand, and he's betting, again, we have to remind him he can't just bet
25 cents.
It has to be the minimum of 50. And I'm like, well, I guess I'll go look at it. And then, I got
30 bucks in one hand.
Four kings. It's so maddening.
Was it that maddening or immediately afterwards as I'm stacking my chips, I gave DJ a dollar just to shuffle and deal because it was my turn.
Yeah, between that and you tipping the dealer every time you won.
I paid for somebody to get my Dr. Pepper too. I think it was Lando.
Yeah.
Or just bad poker puns with fake laughing.
Between that and then having to like narrate to himself when he did deal.
I had a count.
One for me, one for Lando, one for Blake.
Every time you would deal cards to him, he would thank you for every card you would deal to him.
Thank you.
It was fun, though. I haven't played like poker like that in a while. I played like random stuff online, but it's a little different when you're actually like at the table with people and trying to watch sports, and half the time someone's not paying attention. You have to remind them, or they'll bet three places out of turn.
Yeah, we were not good at rules because people were folding and betting before the other person ahead of them could even do so.
Yeah.
You're saying people. It was primarily you.
If you were all of us were guilty of it.
If you were in the hand, it didn't matter what position was up. You were just throwing your bet out there. Usually an incorrect bet.
Yeah.
And it was funny because...
But I was most locked in because we had DOS TVs. And then DJ also has phone in front of him watching Iowa basketball or something like that.
And you were
exactly
having to constantly be on guard that my dog wasn't going to attack you.
Dude, your dog hates me. Oh, my God.
Liked everybody else there.
Yeah, perfectly fine.
Even like Lando.
Why even Lando?
I don't know.
Hando's Hando.
Hando.
I'll give you a Hando.
If I called him after yesterday.
That's what he bought back in with.
Yeah, he wanted to buy back in. But yeah, even Lando is fine. I mean, she just knows. She's heard the stuff you've said about her dead sisters. Mm-hmm. They know. Intuition.
Mm-hmm. And I trust the dog's intuition more than any human.
But it was funny because to get ready, I was like, oh, I'm going to go watch some poker videos, you know, let's see, learn about some ranges.
Read Doyle Brunson's book real fast.
Maybe I have a Phil Hellmuth book that I had to blow the dust off and like, oh, we'll learn about pot odds and equity and all this stuff. And, you know, when should I be betting if I'm under the gun and all this garbage? I don't think any of that matters when you're playing such low stakes in a home game with friends.
Yeah.
It just doesn't matter. Like, you're going to be so much more willing to play when you only have to bet two quarters.
Right. When there's really nothing on the line.
There's nothing. And at most, they're like, oh, man, he must have a really strong hand. He just bet $3.
Yeah. Like, and then the next turn, he bets 50 cents.
You're rerunning the hand through your head right. And the betting. And God, he raised there. He re-raised me pre-flop. So
did he have a queen right there? No. It's like, okay, just play. It doesn't really matter.
He rivered an 8 and beat you.
Yeah. Quick question.
Go ahead.
You said it was a bunch of friends. Where was my invite?
I only had a limited number of chairs.
Yeah, Monty was taking up a chair too.
Oh, okay.
He's playing sad music for himself. We couldn't invite you and Michael Dixon.
Yeah, you guys are. We had to make blood rivals.
We are the same.
I asked Corby who all I should invite, and at the time you were on his hit list.
You were on his hit list for whatever reason.
You didn't want to be there anyway. It wasn't that fun of a time.
No, I did not. That wasn't enjoyable.
Ham did make some money, though, which I'd be very, very surprised if every time you're the big winner.
I'm not going to. That's the thing.
I wish we could trace what Ham is going to spend his earned money on.
Which he didn't even put money in at the beginning. He put like a freaking dose... whatever,
Del Taco
gift card in there.
I was just gonna Venmo money.
Which is really difficult in the new age of cash.
Well, I didn't think of that because I don't carry cash.
When Venmo and Zelle and all that.
So to answer your question, this money's gonna go unused until
the day.
If we ever do this again.
It was a pathetic showing us trying to do the math at the end, trying to split the money up. It was pretty sad. Myself included, because I had nothing to add to it, but
especially when people were buying back in, and it got really murky that way.
Hey, yeah. I didn't need to buy back in once. But you have to buy in to actually play, though, I guess.
Right. Usually, yeah.
They don't allow that in Vegas.
But you get the ham exemption. Yeah, at Vegas, they don't just take your word.
Oh, okay, yeah.
They wouldn't have given you a line of credit.
Yeah. This guy put a Del Taco gift card in. That's hilarious. Let's just let him play.
Get the hell out of our hotel.
Later. Yeah. I'll just pay later.
I'm good for it.
I'm probably going to win. Yeah. So.
Waitress, can I have a Dr. Pepper?
Here's a tip.
Yeah. There, the dealer would have appreciated you tipping them.
Yeah. And I think it was appreciated last night, too.
Yeah. They would have loved it.
Or whenever it was. I don't know.
But no, it was a good time, and now I don't have to watch poker videos for a while. I'll probably keep... I'm pretty embedded in the algorithm, I think, now.
Up next!
So I'm going to have to keep
the 2014 World Series of Poker.
But I'm kind of non-pun here. Pot committed because I do have a table now, which that's its own segment, setting that thing up. Got some new chips, so I kind of have to do it more.
Gotta play, yeah.
So I'll start to invite all my friends. Okay, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm out.
Do we have time to talk about the Letitia firing of the wings?
No.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I just looked at the clock.
No, go ahead. Give us everything.
We only got 10 seconds.
Roger Goodell just called, and he said he's fine pushing the game back.
It would be an injustice to talk about it in the short time. Let's just go.
Injustice. D.C.?
Pedo Man Montemayor.
All right.